Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, sheeple.
This is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is in 2012. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house, waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sister Sunday.
Yes, this is Maria DiGiovanni on Soul Sister Sunday here on Soul Sister Radio, and I am here with Miss Magdalena Gomez, and we have our special guest, Rebecca Lawler, who is driving on the East Coast. And I just want to real quick, we're going to do things a little bit differently because we are definitely starting spiritual boot camp today on Soul Sister Sunday. And our first class is going to be called Word Up. And that is standing for Woman Orchestrating Real Discipleship on a Universal Platform. So today we are going to learn to word up and how important the word is as far as being a disciple. And so that is what we're going to start spiritual boot camp with. But before we do, I want to go ahead and just recap from last week. We were talking about discipleship and how we are all apprentices and we're all on the same team. And one of the things that we did do, and I think I'm going to go ahead and use Word Up. We're going to hear a song twice today, I think. We're going to start it off with Word Up from Cameo. And before we do that, I'm going to have Magdalena open us up in prayer. And while she's praying, I'm going to go ahead and set up the song. And if you are in the chat room, I want to welcome everybody into the chat room. I see that you're there. And I also see Jimmy James is with us this morning, my man. And thank you so much for being with us here on Saturday morning. I know that you're in a place where your reception is a little off, but wow, to have you on today is pretty exciting. So I just wanted to thank Jimmy for joining us. Yeah, you can say hello to Jimmy James, Rebecca.
Oh, Jimmy, yay! One of my favorite people in California.
Exactly. Sheeples. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Real quick, I just wanted to recap on discipleship. I'm going to have Magdalena open us up in prayer, and then we'll say hello to everybody. But while we're out after the prayer, we're going to go ahead and pray or sing Word Up. And I want you to listen to this song in a way that's just unique to you and a little bit different. You're going to recognize the music, but I want you to think about it in a way that we're talking about the Word of God and just put a different spin on it. And there was one other thing that I wanted to talk about, and I can't remember. Oh, yes. If you're in the chat room while we're playing the song, go ahead and log off, and you can sign back on. It takes just a couple of seconds to get a free account. Then you can go ahead and chat with the people in the chat room. So right now you can't chat. You can just see what's going on, and we would like for you to do that. So real quick, I'm going to have Magdalena open us up in prayer, and then we're going to pray Word Up.
Yes. Dear Father in heaven, we want to thank you for the joy that really you have placed in our hearts, God, and that it's just even a joy to learn about your word and word up on that, and it is really your word that lifts us up, God, and I just want to thank you for the encouragement that it enlightens our hearts with and that we may learn to really be what you call us to be, and that is disciples through your word, Father. And I want to say special blessings to Coretta Dahl. We just found out that she is with child, Father, and just bless her, her womb, her baby, Father. And it's really a joy to share that. And also prayed that we just place our hope in you, Father, that you bless the ministry, that you bless the ears that are listening to the show, Father. And thank you for all those that support us. I want to thank you, Rebecca. Rebecca Limited, Lawler Limited, Father, and I want to thank you for Pinnacle Luxury Tours as well, Shafiq, for your support. Thank you for being the builders for the building, remodeling, construction gentleman who has been our guardian, Father. Thank you so much for Spa Gem, Father, that you may bless Lynn with this endeavor of love, Father, and to all of those in the Imperial Order, to all the knights and the ladies in their order, please. I pray that you protect our families, God, and I just thank you for another day, this lovely Sunday, Father. Thank you so much. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Okay, so if you're in the guest or the chat room, go ahead and log off and log back on. And right now I want you to word up with us here on Soul Sister Sunday, and then we're going to get to it, and we're going to throw it down. Talk to you soon. Back to have us all on mute, so nobody heard anything. Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday here on Soul Sister Radio. Rebecca, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
We are here. We are going to word up today. Isn't that amazing? Did you listen to the words of that song just a little bit differently this time?
I really did, and I'm excited. I'm excited. I loved the show last week about discipleship, and I'm really excited about today. You've got a great show planned. Jimmy on the phone too.
Jimmy is with us, and we also have some callers in, and I just want to welcome you all here. And again, we're just here meeting, and this we're rebooting the definition of church, and it's a really cool thing. And I want to start today's scripture, John 1, verse 1 through 5.
And it says, "The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it."
Okay, last week we talked about discipleship and what it was. And this week, as you all know, I'm a disciple of Christ. Magdalena is a disciple of Christ. Our beautiful special guest, Rebecca Lawler, is a disciple of Christ. And so I guess the first question I have is, why did I choose Jesus Christ to be a disciple of? So the first question I have, and then I'm going to ask Rebecca, what year is it when you write a check in your checkbook, what year is it?
2012.
It's a great, great year. And we're going to talk about 2012 in a minute. But 2012 from what?
What,
have you ever
honey?
Thought about that?
That's a good question.
Okay, let me ask Magdalena. It's 2012, but 2012 from what?
From the birth of our Christ, Lord.
That's from the death, right?
From the death. Well, yeah. Yes, since
very
the time.
Good.
Yes.
The point of it is, no matter where you are in the world today, no matter where you are in the world, it doesn't matter if you have your own Chinese New Year or your own Persian New Year or your own whatever New Year, okay? If you, anywhere in the world, if you take out a checkbook and you write the year, it is the year 2012. So a logical person, whether or not you believe this person is the Son of Man, you've got to stop and think to yourself, who is this man that all of mankind stops and rests time on? Everybody in the world rests time on his birth and his death. So whether or not you believe he's God, a logical person has to stop and say, who was this man? This simple man who was the Word, and he became flesh. And that Word in our armor is a sword. So I want to read Revelations 1:16 as she Bibles them.
1:16. And it says, in his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword.
Very good. So when Christ spoke, those words were as sharp as a knife. And one of the things that I want to read, why is the word so important, or why are words so important? Really what I've learned is life and death rest in the power of the tongue. What we say, what comes out of our mouth, can either edify somebody and lift somebody up, or it can be as sharp as a sword and cut them right at their knees. So it's really important of the words that we choose to use and the words that we choose to allow into our space, our mind, our spirit. So Proverbs 18:21.
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
So, the first song that we're going to really play today is called What Are Words? And it's by Chris Medina. And really, I had to stop and think of, you know, especially me, where I didn't come from a Bible. And it's kind of intimidating for me to pick up a Bible and really talk about words. So one of the things that I want to really stress is that God meets you right where you are. No matter where you are, he is always there with you. So whether or not you're a baby Christian or you've been doing this for a long time and you can pick up the Bible and you know scripture, God meets you right where you are. So there is a scripture that I want Magdalena to read right now, and that is John 21:15-17. And it's kind of different in the English language than it is in the Greek. And so I'm going to have her read it in the English, but I'm going to explain how this is a really good example of how Jesus or God will meet you right where you are. So it's John 21:15-17.
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, you truly love me more than this? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. Then the third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus had asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know of all things, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep.
Okay, one of the things that it doesn't make clear in the English version is that Christ asked Peter, his best friend, okay, do you love me? But he asked twice in the Greek, and it was agape love, which is like an all-encompassing love. It's a very deep, intense love. And Peter asked, answered. But Jesus knew, because he knew that Peter was going to betray him. Jesus knew, so he asked the third time, do you love me? But he used the word philemo, which is more of a friend love. And he came down, and this is a really good example, because Peter didn't understand the kind of love that Jesus was really describing. So he just came down to his level and just said, okay, do you love me as a friend? Yes, I really do love you as a friend, and that's all. And so Jesus, or Christ and God, no matter where you are, as far as knowing the word or not knowing the word, he'll meet you right where you are. And when you seek, he shall find. And that's Matthew 7:7. And so truly, don't be afraid of it. Just pick it up. They're just words. However, they're the most powerful words you will ever read, because they are living. And I wanted Rebecca and Magdalena to talk about that, because, again, I'm the baby Christian here. So please tell me what it means when someone says the Bible is living, the words are living. Rebecca, can you answer that?
Well, to me, it means there have been many times in my life where, you know, I think when you hit a wall or you hit an obstacle, and oftentimes I've picked up my Bible and, you know, the Lord has given me an answer. And also I believe, as you started talking first, how important it is that we are cautious and careful with our words, because they are living life. You know, I've listened to Joel Osteen often, and many times he talks about the importance of really reading the living word of God, because it brings life. It births, you know, truth. It brings, it just fills you with his love and his grace and his mercy. And, you know, that's, for me, is how it, in my life, how it has, you know, really helped me. Oftentimes, too, when you can't, like, how many times have we said together when we've been talking the importance of reading the word on the show? Because I believe that it opens up the door for us to really know the Lord, because these are his words. This is what he spoke. This is what he said. And when we do have the Bible that we talked about, the study Bible, all of his words are in red. And, you know, they bring life to you, I believe.
There's so much about the Bible and about understanding, knowing how the Bible was written, because I've got a lot of questions when it comes to whether I should believe it for who wrote it, okay? So, but one of the things that I've come to learn on my walk is that these words are the truth, because these words are of God, and God is love, and love is truth. And one of the things, and the other thing is how many times is it written? I don't know, and this is a random question, but how many times is it written in the Bible? It is written, okay? I mean, it says that over and over again in the Bible. It is written. Why? Because words are so incredibly powerful, and that they never leave. They're there till the end of time. Matthew 28:20. And God says that they're there, and, you know, he'll be with us till the end of time, and he is the word, and these words are true. So the other thing, too, is one of the things that I've noticed about the Bible is that, Rebecca, do you want a pretty Bible, or do you want just a regular old black Bible?
Mine is just a regular old black Bible, and it has been with me. This particular Bible has been with me now for 10 years,
okay.
And it is highlighted. It is multicolored. It has highlights of all kinds, and it's definitely something that I take with me pretty much a lot of the places that I go.
Well, one of the things that I'm learning is that my Bible, and then again thinking about what the Bible is and the Word of God, it is, I almost think of it in a feminine way, and I do that because Christ was called or loved the church like his bride, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and if the men in our life are supposed to love Christ like Christ loved the church, then I look at it as in a female way, and my Bible's purple, okay, because I had to have a pretty purple Bible, and So I really am looking at it in a feminine, and I guess I'm looking at it also in a feminine so I can understand how a man is supposed to love me. And that's pretty important, and I think it's really important for women to understand how it is that men are supposed to love you. And the greatest way is for you to fall in love with the word of God, and then you'll understand. And am I making sense
now? No, absolutely. And you know, of course, the word was in the beginning, and the beginning was always with God, and that's the truth. Jesus is the truth and the light of the world. And for me, as far as the Bible is living and active, it is described as a double-edged sword, and it's meant to penetrate even to the heart and spirit, it says. And really, because the truth, the word does live in us, that God gave us a manual just in case we forget, you know, to look up in, you know, subjects that reflect our everyday life. I mean, whether it's sorrow, happiness, joy, whatever it is, it's all in the Bible, and God just gives us a manual, but he really inscripts the word within our hearts. And he describes his word brings wisdom, and he describes wisdom as a female. It is the truth. He describes the word like Israel, his beloved bride, and that's who we are. We're all his brides, and that is the word to me.
So what are words? I truly believe that words are, and the Bible is, an angel that God left for us. I really, really do believe it. And the question of how do I know that God wrote the Bible? Because I've had this question. There were just a whole bunch of men. And I was sharing with Magdalena yesterday, and I know that I've shared this with you, Rebecca, years and years ago in 2000 when I was going through, you know, a terrible time on trying to figure out whether or not, excuse me, I was going to stay on the same path or if I was going to take a different journey closer to Christ. And I took that journey, and as I was writing, crying, my journals that I hated to do at the time, words came down on the page, and those words were, do not worry about that which you cannot control. Work your issues. Do your responsibility, and you will end up right where you belong. And as I took the pen away from the paper, it was then that I understood as I read these words that this is how the Bible was written. As I looked at the paper and I saw my writing, I knew that definitely did not come from me. That came from something that was deep within me, that was my core, and that core was God, and that is the truth. So I want Magdalena to read 2 Peter 1:20-21, and this is how God wrote the Bible through people just like us, okay? And this is why journaling is so important. Because if you want God to speak to you, sit down and let him write you a love story. It will be the most amazing thing. It's 2 Peter 1:20-21.
Yes, above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about from the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of men, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
So what are words? I want you to take a moment, just kick back, and I want you to sit and listen to really what are words. And then, ladies, learn to fall in love with the word just like men are supposed to be in love with you, just like they love Christ. So go ahead, kick back, and listen to what are words.
Anywhere you are, I am here. Anywhere you go, I'll be there. Anytime you whisper my name, you'll see how every single promise I'll keep. 'Cause what kind of guy would I be if I was to leave when you need me more? What are words if you really don't mean them when say them? What are words if only for good times and that's all? When it's low, yeah, you see them all. All those words, they never go away. They live on, even when we're gone. And I know an angel would say, just for me, and I know I'm meant to be where I am, and I'm gonna be standing right beside her tonight, and I'm gonna be by her side. I would never leave when she needs me more. What are words if you really don't mean them when you say them? What are words if they're only for good times and it's all? When it's love, yeah, you say them all. All those words, they never go away. Every single promise I keep, 'cause what kind of guy would I be if I was to leave when you need me most? I'm forever keeping my angel close.
Love addicted to your Bible, you can't help but keep it close to you, just like your angels, just like your best friends, just like your children. And it's really important to understand that those promises that are in the Bible are so true. And I'm a walking, breathing witness that those promises are true. And these women that are around me and that have been a witness to my life, know that I know that Matthew 9:22 is true, and I want Magdalena to read that because it's really important to know that you're reading a book that is true and that the promises are real. And this promise I step on, I stand on, and it is so near and dear to me. And I want all the women to really understand the importance of Matthew 9:22 and how this promise, I am, like I said, and even now I'm going to stand on this promise as the ladies around me know that the enemy is trying to shut me up and is continuing to lock my jaw, so I am having a hard time speaking. So this is a promise, and I'm going to call it out to the table, and I'm going to throw it down because it's a word and I want to hear it. So Matthew 9:22.
Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said. Your faith has healed you, and the woman was healed from that moment.
I know that this promise is true, and I know that it's real, and this is why I know the word of God that I can stand on is something that I can't live without, and it's something that I don't want to live without, and I'm addicted to it. And I think Jesus Christ knew. And we're going to move on to how important that I think this shift is happening in the world. Jesus knew the power of the love that women had for him and his word. And I really do believe that, you know, Soul Sister Radio and Soul Sister Sunday especially, since this is our church reboot day, we're really stepping up and we're locking arms, and the women are really becoming a louder voice when it comes to discipleship. And we're the mothers, we're the mamas, we're the nurturers, and this is when, you know, the one thing I know is all the girlfriends around me, when we've heard that call to get into the word, we've done it. And so I wanted to ask Magdalena what you thought of how she is just taking over the world, basically. And it's all been for such a time as this. So tell me what your thought is about what Jesus thought of women back in his day and why you think we're stepping up now.
Well, as most of us may know, the first person he appeared to after he rose from the dead was Mary Magdalene, and it really set...
Wait, who was it again?
Mary Magdalene,
okay.
Such as maybe Maria Magdalena Ministry, just a coincidence.
No coincidence.
And it just goes to show that really Jesus had a heart for women, and his time... You know, women were not respected, even as we can see in the Middle East still. It's a problem. Women have to have that freedom to have their voice heard. And he edified women, and he did that with Mary Magdalene. I mean, as I stated, he appeared to her first, and she was the one to go and spread the word that he had risen. And what a wonderful joy, what a wonderful message to take onto the world. So he placed a certain trust in women, and he elevated women. And I believe that this is the platform that Christ is giving to us today with our ministry, Soul Sister Sundays and Maria Magdalena Ministries, Father. I mean, I say Father because I'm so passionate about, like, this walk, this passion that God has given us to share the word, and that we are part of that ministry, and we are basically being the Maria Magdalenas of the time where Jesus was alive, and the women that really loved him. And he understood what it was to love a woman, and he compared that love to the church, and he described Israel as his bride, and we are his bride. And to me, that's why I know that Jesus has placed his trust in women, and I know that this is the message that we are sharing.
Okay, I have to tell you, she's holding the microphone in her hand and she keeps moving it. And I'm like, would you stop it already?
Okay. With your hands.
So, Rebecca, there's no coincidences. We have Maria Magdalena, we have Rebecca, we have Nadine, we have Elizabeth, Beth. Rebecca, please tell me, why do you think that you and I, over the last 12 years, have fallen more and more madly in love with Jesus as women, and we are seeing now that more of us are coming together?
Well, I think that, you know, for me, my relationship with Christ has kept me, has really kept me going in my life. I mean, I have faced early on a lot of different difficulties, and God has always been there. And I will tell you that beyond the shadow of a doubt, that if it wasn't for his love for me, and if it wasn't for the word of God, as we were talking about earlier, and if it wasn't for him blessing me, I mean, I really believe that I could be dead in a ditch somewhere. And so he has really, you know, I'm in love with God because of his, you know, first of all, he gave his son to die for us on the cross. And secondly, his love has been continuous in my life, and I have seen it decade, you know, after decade, from an early child till what he's doing in my life right now. And I just, you know, for me, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. And he's brought me such great friends, amazing people that love him. And, you know, I really believe that he's brought us all together. You and I talked about years ago trying to do something like this together where we could get out and share his love and his word with other people. And, you know, I will forever be changed from that. And I don't believe, I know I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. Sincerely, I would not be here today on this radio show, this beautiful day in 2012, if it wasn't for his love for me and his grace and his blessing. So
exactly. And it's funny because we started this whole year with Revelations 12:12, and that was the woman and the dragon. And this is, we were also talking about the names and how all of our names are very biblical. And Magdalena was saying yesterday that we don't have an Esther. And I said, no, actually we do. It's all, we are all Esther, and it's all for a time such as this. And time is really, really important because really it's the greatest thing about the truth and about the Bible and how we know that it is the truth is that it's the same yesterday as it is today, and it'll be the same thing tomorrow, that time doesn't change the truth and time doesn't change the Word of God. But time does do a lot of things here in the world, and there's a song that we're going to play right now. In fact, when I was younger and this song was out on the radio, I had no idea that it was scripture. So this is where I know that we are called to word up and use what we've got, and music is a huge part of this. And again, in the word up song, it even talks about you use what you've got, what you have, and music is huge. And time, I remember telling a friend of mine when he had to make a really huge choice in his life, and he made that choice, and he said to me afterwards, Maria, how do I know I made the right choice? And I said, my dear friend, there's a season for everything, and time is what's going to be your answer. So I'm going to play a song that I know you're all going to recognize. And at the time, I had no idea that it was scripture. So I want you to kick back and listen to the words, because if you're in a difficult spot right now and you don't know what to do, and trust me when I tell you there's a season for everything, and what you're going to be listening to now is the Word of God in a song that I know that you're going to remember. Remember, there's a time and a season for everything.
Time to every purpose under heaven.
arguing over here. No. I had no idea growing up that that was scripture. That's Ecclesiastes 3. So just read a little bit of that, Ecclesiastes 3. Time for everything.
That's actually one of my favorites. Rebecca?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You're talking in the background. We're reading Ecclesiastes 3.
I was just sharing, that's one of my favorites.
All right. Let's see. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. Again, I had no idea this was scripture. When this song came out back in the day, I had no idea. And one of the things I've learned is that that words, especially with the song Word Up, when I was trying to figure out where, how we came to do Word Up, it was ridiculous. I was praying, what the heck or what song am I going to use for the Word of God? And it's funny how things happen, and especially right now, Magdalena just put a tiara on my head, and I'm not okay with it, but whatever. So but this is how we the Holy Spirit kind of works through us, and here we were sitting here praying, and all of a sudden she's text messaging with somebody, and they said, word. And she says,
I said word, and he said, what word? I'm like, word up. And she's like, that's it, word up. And then I remember the song from Cameo, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, this is a perfect song. And, again, what I've learned in my own healing journey is that, wow, music heals the soul. It feeds the spirit, and it heals the soul. And we'll talk about how the spirit and the soul are two completely different things. And anyway, how we take the music, and as you know, we use secular music here to bring out the word. And I think it's really super cool because here's the great thing. When you put things to music, people naturally hear. It's not normally, when you hear music, you don't normally get a sick feeling in your stomach. So people, when you put things to music and you have them listen to things differently with music, people tend to have a more of a yearning to want to hear. So I think that's why songs are really super important. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about real quick is in this song, Word Up, and we played it at the very beginning. The second part of the song, which is a really big important thing when it comes to choosing the people that you listen to when people are teaching you the word of God, because there are a lot of people out there, what I call sucka DJs, right? These are disciples for Jesus, but they're not surreal. They're what we call false prophets. And you have to be really, really careful on who it is that you choose to listen to when it comes to listening to people teaching and preaching about the Bible. One of the greatest things that I am so excited to tell you is that I am nobody. I am just a woman that is sitting here trying to figure it out myself. I don't have a psychology degree, so I'm not going to play that game. I just am just somebody that's picking up the Bible with two of my best little girlfriends. And my other girlfriends that are out listening, and I see them all. We have Doreen, and we have Becky, and we have Lynn. And how exciting that we're all here together just sitting to talk about the Word of God. But the problem is there are people out there that claim to be things that they are not. And so I want really, really quick and really to listen to this because this is really super important. So 1 John 4:1.
Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
I'm not sure, Rebecca, how many wolves in sheep's clothing you have had to deal with, and I'm going to have Matthew 7:15 read right now, Matthew 7:15.
Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves.
Now, have you ever experienced anything like this? And if you have, Rebecca, can you explain to me what that means to be in front of a wolf in sheep's clothing?
Well, I think there have been times, if I look back, one of my favorite verses, and I can't tell you exactly what it is right now, but it's helped me when I have had to deal with that particular situation, and it's to be as innocent as a dove and as shrewd as a snake. And I think that whenever, you know, I think that there have been times if I have faced that particular situation, you know, you feel confused. You don't have clarity on the situation when you're dealing with people that are in wolf clothing, even though they look like they are really genuine and of God and of the Word. You know, there's confusion, there's frustration. Your spirit is probably telling you that things are not right. And I go to that verse and I always pray, like, I'll really open my Bible and I'll pray, you know, for God to give me light and clarity on that situation. Because they really are out there. I mean, the Bible tells us that there will be wolves in sheep's clothing. I think one of the, in Jesus' time, it was Judas. I mean, he came to Jesus saying that he loved him, and look, he betrayed him. And that's an example, a true example of a wolf in sheep clothing. And, you know, he actually, you know, stabbed Jesus in the back. And go ahead.
One of the things that I have come to sadly understand is that when you are abused as a child with child sexual abuse, especially sexual abuse, it takes away something from you that is core and foundational that should have never been taken away. And it destroys part of your spirit. But the other type of abuse, because as you know, we've all experienced so many different types of misuse of our souls. But one of the things that I've come to realize is that spiritual abuse, meaning those people that we have looked to that have taught us the Word of God, and for some reason they've ended up being the ones that have abused the most, and that is called spiritual abuse. And just like child sexual abuse, it touches the core of what God gave us. And it is used in such a way to destroy the soul that it's the enemy's foothold on a lot of what I think is going on in the world. And this is why I think there's a shift happening and that the women are stepping up, because truly, if the men are listening and the men are paying attention out there, they'll understand that it is the power of the women that are behind them that elevate and empower them. So if they can edify us and get us to a place where we are just solid, because men in ministry have tried to keep women down for a very long time, and that's been so evident with Mary Magdalene. Jesus chose her. There was no disputing it. He chose her to come to first when he rose again. There was nothing. They could not change that in the Bible. But boy, if you ask anybody who is Mary Magdalene, the first thing they say is she was a prostitute. And nowhere in the Bible does it say Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. It has been man over the years that have given her that reputation. And now I think it's our turn and our time to take that and make it the truth. Who was this woman? Who was Esther? Who were these women in the Bible that Jesus rested his ministry on? And that is why I think there's a huge shift, because there are a lot of false prophets out there, and there have been a lot of very hurt people because they have come to them in as wolves in sheep's clothing. And I, as you can see, I'm extremely passionate about this. So this is a very big part of that great little
song called Word Up, where we do not have to listen to sucker DJs, disciples for Jesus out there that are truly just false prophets who just think they are fly, that they are just, there is nothing wrong with them. They think that everything that they are doing is good, and they have no idea that the reasons why they're going down is because of Revelation 12:12. Woe to those men out there. They have no idea that their time is short. And I want Magdalena to read again Revelation 12:12.
It says, therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short.
Okay, word up. Woe, men, woman, orchestrating real discipleship on a universal platform. We are not here to play any games. We're not here to worry about any. That's probably why I don't even see doctors anymore, because everything is out there. I don't take medication, prescriptions. We need to go back to the basics. Let's go back to what the word is, and the word is living and is true. And I want you guys, we're going to close up, and Rebecca, I want you to close us up in prayer. And I just want to thank everybody for coming again and supporting all of us and everything that we're doing. We're going to close up with word up, and I really want you to pay attention to the words, so you can hear and hear it in a different way, because this is truly a weird thing that we are doing. But we're just trying to show you the Word of God, and if you have ears to listen. So, Rebecca, if you could close us up in prayer, and then we are going to word up with Cameo again. And you guys, I want you to have a really good Sunday. And just listen and know that the Word is already in you. It's already alive, and it's already thriving. And all it wants you to do is speak. And ye shall find. And trust me, you will find. And he will. He'll knock on your door, so get ready to answer. So, Rebecca, if you could close us out in prayer, and then we're going to play Word Up.
Lord, we just thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for this show. We thank you for Maria and Magdalena and all the people that are listening, for Jimmy James being here today. We thank you, God, for your word and for what you've done in our lives, Lord. We thank you for your love and your grace and your peace. And we thank you for each other, Father, for our time that you have given us each other to lift us up through difficult times. Lord, we ask for your just for your peace this week as we go together and we walk this week. May we continue to get to know you better every day. May we feel your love. And may we be able to know how much you love us. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you are doing in our lives. And thank you for just the gift of friendships and for family and for each other. Bless us all and pray for Maria this week, Lord, as she's having issues with being able to speak. May the Holy Spirit just come over top of her and heal her. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. One of the things that God has told me is use what you've got, Maria. And one of the things that we are all blessed to have is music. And so if you've got music, then use it. And we all need to stop, take a minute, and dance, because this is what God has given us. Don't waste any time. Get up. Listen to the word. Word up, people. And know that if there's music, you can use it, and we've got it, so listen to it. Have a great day, and we will see you next week on Soul Sister Sunday here on Soul Sister Radio.
Down, pretty lady, surround the wild, got a beat. fall in love.